From my perspective, I feel like we, as a community, we've been facing the cross in many ways. It's been tough the last months of the summer. We've had some tough news. We've also had some challenges in our own particular location as we try to take four parishes down to two and merge all those things and kind of work out the details of all that. There's a lot of things that we are facing that's a challenge for us, I would say. And each of us in our individual lives maybe have particular things that have been a challenge for us. We too have our own individual struggles and we bring them here to the Lord. Sometimes the question that Christ brings to us today that he speaks to his apostles has been ringing in my mind. What are we arguing about? What are we holding on to? Why do we have divisions among ourselves as a church, as a world, as a human race? Why do we find so many ways to resist grace and cling to division in our lives? I, for one, I'm really not interested in comparing or being in competition with other parishes or parish clusters. I'm not interested in building a community that's turned in on itself, one that's concerned with only what we have or what's ours, or how can we persevere and preserve this thing that's comfortable to us. I don't want to be the CEO of a club that's an exclusive membership or that seeks to promote itself over and above Christ. But what I am interested in, and what I hope you are interested in as well, is building a community that's centered on living the gospel as taught us by Jesus Christ and his church. I want to promote a life of discipleship, one where we, as a community of people, can live authentically, to live the authentic Catholic faith, one where it's true, it's beautiful, and inspiring to behold. I want to have something beautiful to invite people into, that not only ourselves, but the people around us. I don't want to just survive. I want to bring this, that gift that we have, to the world around us. And I am, so therefore I'm not interested in preserving any institution or any works that are not leading people closer to a lived relationship with Christ and his church. And yet these forces that threaten this great work are always pressing in upon us, aren't they? They're every day there. That's the choice before us. And these are the things that St. James speaks to us today about in that second reading. Where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there is disorder and every foul practice. So brothers and sisters, we can commit ourselves to this. Can we commit ourselves to this rooting out of this division or this struggle in our lives to be united in following Christ? The spirit of competition maybe that can cause division. Every time we're unkind to one another, whether it's across parish boundaries or within our own families or within a different parish organization, it keeps us from living this gospel of Jesus Christ. Every time we say something uncharitable, every time we do something like that, it dismantles the body of Christ. And it's so easy, isn't it? It's so easy to build those walls over time. It kind of comes natural to us in some ways, it feels like. We create those obstacles. We can be willfully destructive because we hold on to our grudges or we happen to dislike somebody or we have a hard time or we don't jive with a particular person. But none of these things are good excuses. We will be held accountable for these little acts of pettiness that we can cling to in our lives. And to think about it, besides all that, it's not very fun to be divided, is it? It's not a worthwhile thing to invest ourselves in, to hold on to that. Christ says no. He prayed that we might all be one. And so I ask you, who do you find yourself struggling to get along with? Ask myself that too. Who is it that you have held out a grudge against in your life? Is there somebody out there who we need to let that go? Who do you need to forgive? Who do you need to be forgiven by? Until we take a concrete and actual step to do this work of reforming our hearts, allowing Christ to reform our hearts, really, the real mission of building up the kingdom of God cannot happen. We exclude ourselves from becoming those living stones which Christ desires to work with. This is a personal matter each one of us must be willing to undertake. I cannot make this happen. And no amount of making policies or teaching on forgiveness will substitute. If we are not willing to embark on this crusade of purging our hearts of the divisions or the challenges that we face in a community together, then we can't really move forward as a community. St. James implores us, where do the wars, where do the conflicts among you come from? Where do they come from? Later he says, you ask, but you do not receive because you ask wrongly to spend it on your passions. No, I think all of us, I would say for myself, I can really say that I so much want to focus on building up the kingdom of God, the body of Christ. I want to do that. I want that to be the work of our church. But I see at times, in myself and others, I see that there's divisions, there are rifts, there are factions, there's wounds in the body of Christ. And we can't just pretend that these things will heal themselves. We have to take some kind of initiative to invite Christ to heal us and to be honest in our desire to be healed. We have to do this person to person. We have to do this in the confessional, in our prayer, in our friendships, in our families. This is truly a charitable work, and it will be one that leads to renewal in life, in our church, in our community. That will create a place where we can invite other wounded souls, other people in the world around us who need to encounter Christ, a safe place where they can come to be with the Lord, where they can encounter Him truly. And so I beg each one of us, please join me in rooting out from our midst the tools of the enemy, the tools that he uses to cause division. St. James gives us the counter to these destructive forces. He says, the wisdom from above is first of all pure, then peaceable, gentle, compliant, full of mercy and good fruits, without inconstancy or insincerity. The fruit of righteousness is sown in peace for those who cultivate peace. This work of living in Christ is an ongoing endeavor. It requires consistent and constant vigilance. Maybe just as a way to start this off, I'd like to offer some prayers together. I'd like to pray the Litany of Humility. So there's some parts where you can chime in if you know it or if you like. The first part is, Deliver me, Jesus. And the second part is, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. And we'll hopefully catch on as we go along. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. O Jesus, meek and humble of heart, hear me. From the desire of being esteemed, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being loved, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being extolled, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being honored, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being praised, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being preferred to others, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being consulted, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being approved, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being humiliated, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being despised, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of suffering rebukes, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being accused, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being forgotten, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being ridiculed, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being wronged, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being suspected, deliver me, Jesus. That others may be loved more than I, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That others may be esteemed more than I, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That in the opinion of the world, others may increase and I may decrease, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That the others may be chosen and I set aside, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That others may be praised and I unnoticed, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That others may be preferred to me in everything, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That others may become holier than I, provided that I become as holy as I should, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. O Lord, heal this community of believers. There are rifts and wounds that we have given to each other. I want so much for this to become a place where you are Lord, where you serve, and where we serve you and grow in relationship with you. help us to see our own faults and our own sins against others. I ask you, Lord, to help me forgive those who have hurt or attacked me. I ask you to grant me patience with those who I have struggled with in the past. Show me how to let go of past hurts and how to ward off future ones. Break the bonds that tie me to anger, to rudeness, to thoughtlessness. Replace my evil passions with kindness, patience, generosity, gentleness, and respect. Lord, I invite you into my heart to do the work of healing and to continue it each and every day. Amen.